Hello, 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 and welcome back, everyone, to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. I'm your host, Danny Gold, as always, and with me is Cleo Doherty. How's it going, Cleo?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's going on? How's life?
Not much. Just getting back into the swing of school, trying to not go insane during curfew and all that jazz.
Yeah, right.
I guess at least our cases are finally going down today. So hopefully when Legault learns that elementary schools and high schools are the cause of our cases, I think we'll finally.
Just literally has like the smallest amount of empathy that a human being should have.
Well, it's like, it's not even that. It's just, he's just immediately into the politics talk about Montreal. I just think he's trying to save his own butt, you know?
Oh, like, absolutely.
He's trying to keep it because parents are getting mad that they have to spend time with their kids all day.
If I was a parent during this, I would have gone absolutely insane. If I had to be locked in a room with my children, like constantly for 6 months straight or however freaking long we've been
it's been 10 now.
A year almost?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, I would regret having children.
Yeah, no, straight up. It's like
kids are great, but that's so much.
No, it already is wild. So, you know, all the power to those parents who are out there listening and especially those of you that are, you know, doing Concordia stuff too while dealing with that, you know, all the power to you.
Oh my God. Yeah. And but you know, all of the workers right now, everybody is so critically understaffed.
Yeah.
Shouts out.
Yeah. The CHSLDs are, you know, they're hit hard. So, you know, they're always apply help. They're always looking for volunteers, you know, but yeah, so I'm very excited for this week. I have no idea. Normally a little bit behind the curtain, everyone. Cleo and I at least are like, you know, not discussing our topics, but we'll talk about, you know, certain things and maybe dance around it and ask like, you've never heard of blank, have you? And then, you know, and the other will go, no. But I genuinely did not talk to Cleo at all this week about what her topic is. So I have no idea what it could be.
I honestly was having a tough time figuring out what to do just because I've been so busy and stuff. And then I just reverted to something that I know quite well, which I figured you would not know about. So we're going to talk about the life and death and specifically the heart of Percy Bysshe Shelley. You know who he is?
No.
Okay, sick. I'm going to flex my English major skills.
Percy Bysshe Shelley?
Bysshe, yeah.
Bysshe.
Like,
interesting.
Hey, Bysshe. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's spelled like
B-I-S-H, right?
B-I-S-H-E, oh, okay. It sounds like B-I-S-H. So he was, for you know, a little bit of context, he was an English poet, author, and essayist. He was one of the major romantic poets. And although he was not super popular during his time alive, like any great artist and thinker, he was appreciated, you know, after his death, and kind of his critical appreciation has like grown over the years quite a bit.
Which is the curse of too many artists, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, yeah, you're famous, but you've been dead for about half a decade, so.
Greatest artists, unappreciated in their time. He was famous, like a lot of romantics, for anti-religious political beliefs and a lot of his poetic imagery. And he was also the husband of Mary Shelley, who is the
author. Hey, yeah, I know Mary Shelley.
Yes. There you go. And she was daughter of William Godwin, who was a political theorist, and Mary Wollstonecraft, who was famous for writing A Vindication of the Rights of Woman, which was like a pretty seminal feminist text.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to talk about him. It's kind of a weird story. There's a little bit of speculation, but I think you should go with the
I'm excited. I'm very excited to dive in. And so before we get to that, we got some, I got two new songs for everyone here today. We got The Royal Blood, one of my favorite new bands that I've kind of recently heard in the past couple of years, just released two new singles called Trouble's Coming and Typhoons. And so we're going to be listening to that in just a second right now. So first up, we got Troubles Coming by Royal Blood. And then after that, we got Typhoons by the same band. So please keep that dial turned right here to CGLO 1690 AM, everybody.
I'm still don't go with him. I hit
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. Cleo was just telling us about Mary Shelley's husband. What was his first name again? I already spaced out.
Percy Bysshe.
Percy Bysshe. I could remember the Bysshe part, but I was. But yeah, see, it's like I didn't even know Mary Shelley had a husband. You know, as far as I know, Mary Shelley was just writing Frankenstein.
Yeah,
it was a bachelorette writing these.
Just living her life.
Yeah,
in a time where women had zero agency.
Yeah, having the science fiction creation. Yeah, having the creation of science fiction title stolen for her from because people wanted Isaac Asimov so badly to be the guy, but nope, Shelley was first. Everyone.
Here she is. Yeah. Yeah, she actually had a little bit of an illustrious beginning with her husband. There's just a small amount of background. Shelley himself was married for a few years before falling in love with Mary herself to a woman named Harriet Westbrook. Mm-hmm. And he had a pretty troubled youth. He was expelled from Oxford for writing when he was like 18 years old, for writing a pamphlet called The Necessity of Atheism with his like friend and roommate at the time.
Like writing an atheist manifesto.
Yeah, literally. It legitimately was. And then he married this woman, Harriet, and his father deemed that she was below his class, basically, and that he didn't really agree with the marriage, so he cut Shelley off wasn't getting any more money.
Yeah.
And so basically, like, him, Harriet, and her sister were sort of forced to move around the UK a lot, and they eventually got remarried, I think, in Scotland. He's cited as remarking that their union was rash and heartless. It wasn't the best marriage.
Yeah, not how you want your marriage described.
No, exactly. So they basically moved around a ton. She, gets pregnant at some point. I'm not going to go into the specifics of the timeline because there's so much about it. But
yeah,
basically, Shelley was introduced to William Godwin by this other poet of the time, and he wrote to him and basically pledged himself as his disciple. He was like, mentor me.
Okay.
And he corresponded for a while. And then around 1814, Shelley began visiting him almost daily and then fell in love with Mary.
Oh, so Mary was this guy's daughter?
Yeah.
Nice.
Classic. Yeah.
A tale as old as time.
Exactly.
Yeah. But awesome. Okay, cool. Yeah, see, it's like that. I'm really excited because I like Mary Shelley. I never knew anything really about like her life outside, I guess, of writing.
She's
so
a goth queen.
Yeah, no, so perfect. Yeah. Well, I guess before we dive more into it, I will we'll set up everyone with this ad break since we got the time. So please keep that dial trained right here on CGLO 1690 AM, everybody. And we're going to hit you with an ad break, and then Cleo and I are going to come back and be talking more Percy Shelley, right?
Percy, yeah.
Percy, not Perry. Come on, Danny. I just keep remembering the Bysshe part.
Yeah, that's the most important part.
All right. So keep that dial trained here on CGLO 1690 AM.